Ya bueno, estaban allá en Brisbane.
Ya saqué.
Thank you, sir.
Who's the judge? Think that was the sheriff. This is Commissioner White. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Commissioner.
And Commissioner Wesson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Judge Chairman Trent, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Commissioner Balance, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Joe.
Deshaun.
Wait, what pages? Pages? Hold on. I see it.
I get it.
I got it.
I'd like to bring the meeting to order for the budget session, work session. Ms. Wilson, would you
absolutely
give us an invocation, please?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father and eternal God, Father, we just thank you for all of your many blessings. Father, among those blessings is the opportunity that you've given us to serve the citizens of this great county. Lord, I pray that we will listen and search our souls and make sure that we are doing our very best to in service to the citizens of this county. Lord God, you've given us that responsibility, and we're going to do our very best to uphold it. Again, thank you for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just for clarity, Commissioner Robinson has a doctor's appointment, and he will be here, but he's running behind. Okay. County Manager?
All right. You can't sit there. You have to sit over here. No sense.
Good morning to everyone. We will begin by discussing the changes that were requested at the last work session, and just a very brief general overview. I have good news that all of the requests that the commissioners made in the last work session have been included in the budget, and we have a balanced budget, but we can discuss exactly what those changes were. So, starting with net revenues. And when I say net, of course, I'm referring to non-emergency transport. Net revenues were increased and expenditures were decreased to $746,000.
My question to that is that telling the meeting it was originally, but we moved it to 771.
So my understanding was that Dave Pickering from Collinson Software predicted that the revenue for net would be $771,000.
Yep.
My understanding is that we were instructed to make the revenues equal the expenditures at 746, so that any extra would be gravy on top or be extra. So right. My understanding was to have net revenues at 746, net expenditures at 746,000.
Okay.
So that's what's in here.
And that's fine. I mean, that's what was originally said, but we had talked about increasing a little bit more, but that's fine.
If I misunderstood something, please let me know so that we can make those changes.
No, I just have it online where we discuss both.
Okay.
You remember that correctly? That we talked about going to 771 from 746. Okay. Mm-hmm. You remember also back on the 771, 746.
Yep.
Okay. And that's the deal. Okay. All right.
Okay. Next, we have the finance budget was increased to account for an assistant finance director position instead of the other position that was, I believe, an accounting technician. The board agreed that we could make that an assistant finance director position. So the finance budget was increased.
Now, what page of the
yes,
what are you on as you're moving along here? Okay,
page five.
Page five now.
Yes, sir.
Morning, sir. Morning, sir. Morning, Mike.
On the top of the section.
Yep.
Nine, 2, 6, 8.
You said page five, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. 4130, finance. We adjusted salaries, fringes, and added the remainder of that piece to the equipment and 5,000 to take care of the office and computer and things like that they would need.
Okay. So that budget basically increased, what you're saying, correct? Yes. About 50,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I will proceed. The next department where changes were made were public buildings. The position.
Page seven.
Yes, sir. Page seven. The position that was requested, supervisor position, entitled facility technician, has been removed from the budget. However, there was a mix-up. The $20,000 for the lease payments, that is for lease vehicles. Our director did not include the tractor payment, which is $38,000. So the capital outlay equipment, as you can see at the bottom, that was increased from where it previously was, from 30 to 68, to account for that. But the position has been excluded from the salary and wages regular.
Okay. And that was the same as about 16,600, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So it should have been more than that, actually. Okay. Any questions about that before we move on?
I got more on the first of that here. Thank you, though.
Sure. Okay. Next, we have the IT position was removed from IT's budget. So that salary amount went back down to what the department requested, and the IT position has now been included totally in DSS's department.
And that saved us $29,000 and change.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. There are no questions. As we flip through, of course, all of the changes in non-emergency transport can be found on page 13. You can see that that budget has been reduced to $746,000 as requested.
Before you go there, page 12.
Yes.
That went up $85,500.
Yep. Let's see. The overall, are you referring to the overall budget? What are you referring to?
I know why. But go ahead. Yes, that one. Page 12 change.
Can you tell us what are you referring to? Why did it?
It was the mistake from the 9,500 to 95,000. That's what it was.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. If there are no further questions or comments about that on special appropriations, page 19.
13.
Special appropriations on page 19. We already discussed.
We already talked about
on non-emergency transport.
771 versus 746. Management will be 746 instead of 771. That's fine.
Okay. Only change here was to increase Bertie County Schools appropriation by $300,000.
Like the 10th line down from the top.
What? Let me be clear. So what you're asking in this review here, you're informing us of the changes that you have made.
That is correct. Right. Based on the board's request. Yes, sir.
Well, I can't say that the board requested not to change the school board appropriation. The board did not approve that. I think there may have been consensus by some that we never voted to restore that. That was never done. We did that. You had done that, but that was never taken to do that. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir. No official vote was taken, but it was very clear that four commissioners wanted me to include it back, and one commissioner who was you did not agree
that
to that.
Correct. And so I want to make that clear on the record, and then I want to speak to that as we approve this budget at the end. I want to speak to that fact.
Yes, sir.
So I just want to be clear.
Yes, sir.
I accept the consensus, and I know that it's consensus of the board. I accept
that. Yes, sir. And so when I say the board, I mean majority of the board that has requested correct. That we put the $300,000 back. So that is what we did.
Yes.
Okay. Those are all of the changes that were requested and that have been made to the general fund budget. And if you look at page 21, we are balanced for a final general fund budget of $25,931,916.70. Okay. The next changes that I would like to discuss are the water fund budget, which can be found.
Can I ask one question before we move on there?
Certainly.
And what was the increase as far as wages and things of that nature? What did we end up doing?
Wages for
across the board and then EMS and things of that nature.
Okay, so if you want to talk about that now, we can talk about
we jump into
we can talk about that now. So the going back, I believe the wages that you're referring to would have been for EMS and net. What is included in the budget has been a 3% increase for net as well as EMS.
Okay.
That's sure. What's included in the budget. However, you all did ask us to run the numbers to tell you exactly what the increase would be for a $3 increase, and our finance officer has that.
It appears that for the to do the $3 increase and net, it would be an additional, the difference between 3% and $3 is an additional $65,870. Okay. To do the difference, the 3% in EMS and a $3, it's approximately
$250,826. Okay. And I'm getting a total of
$316,696.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
The 3% increase for everybody was $311,000. Right.
Yes, sir.
And all of this is with what tax increase now?
4.5 cent tax increase. Okay, there are no further questions. We'll move to the water fund. On page 30.
What's social services went up? That's the IT position. Is that what that is?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir. On page 30, you'll see the revenues have been adjusted to 2.7. The request was that we reduce the budget of $93,888 to 2.7, or either make up that difference with increased rates. Mm-hmm. And the rates, that's something that we will definitely consider. And, you know, if there's a need to do that next fiscal year, we're planning to do that. But right now, it was feasible for us to reduce the budget to 2.7. So the water fund budget has been reduced to $2.7 million as requested.
Yeah, it was either or. The management has reduced it down.
Yes, sir.
You found the hole, found areas to do that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. There are no questions about that. Moving, the question was asked is what is the water, the fund balance for the water fund? And when we're dealing with a proprietary fund, the fund balance is the same as the net position. So the unrestricted net position for the water fund is approximately $500. To be exact, it's $498,251. 498,251. And that is a figure taken directly from our audit. Any other questions about, again, changes that were made to the budget? Again, all these changes were made for your instruction, and we do have a balanced budget for all of our funds here in the document.
Thank you.
How much was the 2% increase for employees instead of 3%?
Let's see. David, you have that. Let's see.
That amount by three and
exactly. That's what I did, but I didn't
depend on what three, you know.
Yes, sir. That roughly is usually how it's done.
Yeah.
So the 311,000 divided by three times two would be about $207,333.
And that would be just over. That would be 2 cent tax increase.
Not quite.
$80. $1 cent is what?
A little bit. $1 cent is approximately $145,000.
That's saying 1.5 cent. Was that
1 cent? Almost 1.5. It would be about 1.42, 1.43 to be exact.
So 2 cent tax increase is the $311,000 for the 3% employees?
Yes, sir. A tax increase of 2 cents would be approximately 145 times two, which is about $290,000. Yes, sir.
And last year we didn't increase taxes, but we put a fire tax. So we had $360,000 in the budget that went to taxing, went to raises as well.
We did receive an increase last year, so I think it's fair to say that.
Okay.
And the money going to these 3% is money that you found in the budget, correct? Not in the fund balance, correct?
Absolutely not. There has been no fund balance appropriation in this.
No, sir. And in fund, but I mean, we're getting it because we're increasing taxes.
Yes, sir.
It's not found. It's that we're going to tax citizens more to make this happen. All right, just to clarify.
Absolutely.
Right.
But we did it knowing that this was the best long-term strategy. We were the only county in the state of North Carolina that did not have a fire tax. And we knew that we could not sustain it with the money we had. So we changed to a system that would allow the citizens to make that decision.
Oh, I'm talking about this year.
He's talking about this year.
But I'm talking about the fund balance. I mean, the fire tax. That was a strategy on the fire tax.
He was talking about the 3% pay increase. Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, for the citizens, county manager, what is that on $100 value property? What would that
have been? Oh, goodness. I didn't remember, but I can tell you in just a moment. Give me 1 second.
It's
$45
increase,
right?
$45
increase.
Okay.
So it'd be $910.
Total.
No, the house was $100,000 divided by 100 multiplied by 4.5 cents.
Right. $45 per year.
Increase. It's $910 taxes total is what I was saying, because it ends up being 41 cent right? Taxes going to go up to 41 cent.
You mean 91?
91. I'm sorry. 91 cent.
Right.
Yeah. But the increase for the taxpayers, $45 on a $100,000 house.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a, yes, the increase.
I was looking for the exact presentation that I did. And so yes, sir. And I have it pulled up. Sorry, it took me a minute.
The increase is right.
Yes.
For a $100,000 house, yes, sir. The difference for a 4.5 cent increase would be $45.
Okay.
Yes, for a $50,000 home, it would be half of that. It would be $2,250. And then for of home valued at $150,000, the difference would be $67.50.
Right. I just wanted the public to hear that.
That's an increase, though. That's not your total tax bill. Right. That is the increase in your taxes.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's in the fire.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So commissioners, of course, if you have other questions, other things to consider, we can of course talk about that, but I would like to mention a couple of other items that there have been some discussion about, but I just want to make sure it's still on your radar. Cost, of course, we've been discussing the $3 increase for EMS and that we've provided the figures for those, and something else that we will have to consider going forward, as we've talked about before, of course, we have the construction of a new 911 facility with the $1.3 million match. And of course, we are talking to our legislators trying to secure those funds, and we're making progress with that, but nothing has been confirmed. So I just want that to stay on our radar as well. Something else I like to point out, when we met with the project consultant Robin Payne, there was $95,000 that was needed for architectural drawings. To allow us to move forward, without that, we can't move forward to phase three for tall glass of water. Just want to make sure that's on your radar. And also, we can also talk in closed session about the initial terms of our contract going forward. There's some unfinished business around that as well. There was some discussion about towns contributing for work she does for the towns versus what she does for the county. And if additional funds are provided for her from our strategic initiative fund, that could basically deplete any funds that we would have. Sometimes during mid-year, it comes up about a beach day, spring festival, fall festival. So I just want to make sure those things are on your radar and being considered.
And it's one other major thing, Warren, is that it is very likely that within the new year, cap financing of internet expansion, that we will be required to pay a significant portion of if we want to move forward, as we have promised with internet.
Yes, sir. And I'll also add that we still have about $600,000 of ARPA funds set aside for tall glass of water related expenses, as well as $500,000 set aside for great grant.
Right. That is the first part that we're already obligated.
Correct.
$500,000 is set aside, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Great.
And we have $600,000 set aside from ARP for a tall glass of water project.
Yes, they were for grant matches. I believe one portion of it was for phase one overages, and the other portion was grant matches for phase two.
Okay. But those have already been taken care of. It wasn't the overages, correct?
I'm sorry.
Phase one has been paid out, correct?
Repeat that, Jim.
Phase one has been paid out.
I believe that is correct.
Okay. Phase one has been paid out.
Yes.
Okay. So we have $600,000 sitting in fund balance right now.
ARPA funds.
That's what I'm saying, ARPA. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but that can be used towards the
beach,
the internet upgrade.
$500,000 is set aside for great grant matches.
That part I understand.
But yes,
we have another one that could be coming up also.
Cab.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well over $1 million. Okay. So do we
know what that is?
The amount? No, we haven't got a contract.
No, we don't have exact figures on any cap costs that we will have at this time.
Right.
What's the percentage we're going to pay? Commissioner West said there is a percentage we know that we're going to pay.
I'm not certain exactly what that is. Franklin, Go ahead.
That has not completely been determined, but we will have a match. It is going to be somewhere between 10% and 20%. The very lowest is 10, could be as much as 20.
Yeah, but we don't know when that is going to be or how
we know it's going to be in the upcoming year.
In the upcoming year? County manager, what are we going to do on that standpoint?
Great question. As it stands now, there's no money in the budget set aside for that. It depends on how soon or exactly when those funds would have to be provided. Again, I don't haven't been provided that information, but when we are, if we'll see how much flexibility we have with our current ARPA funds. Outside of that, we're going to have to talk about it.
And the way
that's exactly where it will come from.
We would not be obligated to spend that amount in the year, but we would be obligated to incur that amount. It's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. We pay for it over a period of time. Not all of it would be paid in that year. It's just like you accept a grant, right? You mm-hmm. accept it and you accept the matching part of it.
But we don't know what that's going to be as of yet.
In reality,
what you're saying, management can't plan for this because they have no idea what it's going to be.
Correct. I just want to, yes. And I guess I was mentioning these things, and I guess Commissioner was also mentioning them so that it is on everybody's radar.
Exactly.
We can plan to know that.
To be ignorant, let's know that it's coming.
Okay. Yes. But management can't plan for it in this budget because they wouldn't know what to plan for.
Right. That is correct. I do not know what our cap grant cost will be.
Would that be a correct statement also, finance officer?
Speech question.
Management cannot plan for this because they don't know what it's going to be for this budget, correct?
The great grant?
No, not the great grant.
Which one are you talking about?
Cap. We already have planned for the great
grant. Your wish is to go ahead and choose the dollar amount to try to anticipate it giving.
And that's what most counties have done, whether it's ARPA dollars or additional dollars in the budget because they know it's coming.
That's the contingency line item you were talking about earlier that we could add in and have it pulled from there.
I want to be very clear. Contingency lines don't work in this for what you said.
Right.
That is absolutely.
So they're not being meant as a slush fund.
Right.
But it's sometimes just hard to hold that line.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've been on both sides.
Yeah. Okay, that brings us back to the budget. Finance officer says that we should plan on this. Where are we at?
You want to repeat what you said?
Or if you wish to, management could include it.
And there is no obligation that we have to do anything on that if we choose to.
Correct.
Then that would be a responsibility, a portion of that to us.
Do you have this information at all? You don't have any of this
information. What information?
CAB,
I know that CAB is something that they've been talking about. They're going to be some CAB grants that are coming or, you know, will be available to us. And there could be a match, again, in the percentage range that Chairman Commissioner Weston mentioned. But again, do I know exactly how much it's going to be? No, sorry.
And let's be clear. It is not that it could be. That decision has been made that there will be a match.
Yes, sir. When I say it could be, I'm talking about if we choose to move in that direction, as you stated, we don't have to go in that direction. But if we do, there will be a match.
Yeah. Does management feel like we need to go in that direction now?
I don't know that we have enough information. Again, but if the board wants to set some cap funds aside so that we'll be prepared, we can absolutely do that. My question was,
does management feel like we need to go in that direction?
In the direction of what?
Putting something in there for CAT. Does management feel like we need to go in that direction?
Here's what I know that most counties have done, and we have been asked to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
CAB has asked us to look at what we're getting from Great Grant, which will determine how many citizens will still be left out, not covered. Remember, mm-hmm. they asked us to do the work identifying those customers to know how many they were. That will determine how much it will cost us. And then that will determine what is our portion of it. It's a simple math equation.
Mm-hmm.
But, and a lot of counties, not all, have done that as part of the Great Grant,
mm-hmm.
working with their providers, say, okay, you are covering this many households in Great Grant. These numbers are being left out. What the state would like us to do is to find out how many people are not covered in Great Grant. That will determine what request they would give us for a cab, knowing that a portion of that we would have to pay our match for.
Does management think we need to do something with this now, or should we wait for more information?
Considering where we are and the cost of the increases for EMS and net, that would be helpful to fill a significant number of vacancies that we have. I would not recommend setting funds aside for CAP at this time until I would wait until we find out exactly where we are with Great Grant and see exactly what would be needed for CAP.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes real good sense, man. So, and the other part of that scenario, maybe you could get with your economic development person. Mm-hmm. You know me, and see, does he have any knowledge could give you an update on that?
Yes, sir. I'm sure and he will be prepared to provide one at the next
court meeting. The state association has some estimates for every county. There's a report that they can tell you. It's not, you know, exact, but it's an estimate of what it would cost, and we can get that very easily from the association.
So planning for long term, though, would it not make more sense to set aside $100,000+ for this, just so we do have it if we need it, instead of, because we're increasing taxes again, right? And I know this is ad valorem, last year it was something else. But if you find out in next year that you need more money for this, we cannot keep taxing the citizens. So instead of giving a 3%, if you gave people a 2% increase, that gives you $103,000 and $103,668 that you could set aside in a contingency fund for this if you find out this year. Because you're saying it's not all, you could do it over years. You don't have to pay it all at one time.
Just to operate it.
So then that you have another $103,668 the next year if you need to. I'm just saying, like, I would love for us to plan for the future instead of just right this second at some point.
Yes, sir. And I understand that. And the board can choose to do that. It would simply would not be my recommendation to take that from an increase from staff for something that we don't know exactly when we'll have to do it or if we'll have to do it at all. I wouldn't recommend that, but the board can absolutely do that.
Yeah, I'm not against if we have, you know, something to set aside doing so. But I don't want to take back the 3% that I think the employees are looking forward to.
Well, manager, I personally concur, especially the unknown, the unseen, you know, and, you know, the employees here, they deserve it, man. Because 3% a lot of money. You know, they deserve it, you know. And especially when we don't know and we got time to know, you know, let's pay the people.
I agree with the manager's recommendation. Okay. What else?
Just on that point, Lori is on, or Paula's on the thing, she tags that there is some discussion that there would not be a match.
I'm on the board. And that has not been determined.
Okay.
Right now, they are saying that we could expect between 10 and 20%. That has not been done. The legislation has not been voted to approve that. Let's be clear on that. And we can validate that one with the association. That has not been voted.
It's kind of hard for management to plan for an increase or something like that without they even having the information.
Yeah,
especially you have the other young lady that's the same with this. It's very hard for them to do that. That's the reason, you know, I've asked the questions and management has said that they don't think at this time is a practical time to do this. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. So that is all I have. I do have something for personnel in closed session, but that is all I have regarding the budget and the changes that were made. Again, all of the requested changes that you all have, that the board requested, I've discussed. They are in the budget and we do have a balanced budget.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. You've
discussed some of these changes with management also as far as department heads and this, that, and the other?
I have worked very closely with finance officer and assistant county manager, and I've had some discussion with department heads about some changes that took place, but I have not since we last met, been able to sit down with each department yet. No, but there has been some conversation with department.
Okay. And management is comfortable with what they've got now, correct?
Mr. West, Paula texts and she said,
thank you.
Paula just texted me and said, I misunderstood what she was
doing. Yeah, I think so.
I'm so, Chairman, can you repeat your question?
It's just that you guys are comfortable with the budget now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Comfortable.
Okay.
Well, let me say this. Since we now, I think the next thing is when we're going through this, is whether or not we're going to approve the budget, right? Let me say, I am not comfortable with the budget. Let me go on the record and say I'm not comfortable with the budget. And I want to be very specific of why I am not, okay? Let me read part of this. At a time when we're asking our taxpayers to contribute over $652,000more to run this county government, which means that we're asking them to do more with less. And at the same time that our school system has reduced the operation of three buildings, Southwestern, Askerville Preschool, and now Orlando Elementary. At the same time that we are reducing requests of virtually all of most of departments within county government, we are not asking our school system to share in any reductions. It is public record that the school system's fund balance, not this year, which is probably even higher, but the prior year was higher than the county's fund balance. That does not include the $1 million plus gain that the school system received from the sale of Askerville Preschool. Remember when that gain was announced, I then asked, even on the record here for the commissioners, that we asked for the split of that $1 million to have to go back to citizens and have to go to the schools. The citizens paid for that school, but that was denied. That would have been enough to pay for most of the tax increase that we are asking our citizens to now share. And the school system would have still had over $500,000 in addition. You know, I think, you know, the school system has done a tremendous job. I'm very proud of the work that the school system has done. And Dr. Smallwood has said that the school system is, that the county has been very generous in funding the school systems. We have not cut their budget one dime over the time that I've been here. And we have not, even in the face of reduction in students, savings on buildings, we have not done that. In fact, what we're not even asking them to make that $300,000 request is not even asking them to cut their budget. It's simply to reduce the gain that they are making, because at the very least, there's $1 million gain from the sale of Askew Preschool. Just to reduce that thus still gives more. So when we talk about, and look, no one here can say that I am not supportive of this school system, because I most certainly am. Over the last 9 years, my wife and I have donated over $90,000 to feed kids in this school system. And in the prior 3 years in that, we donated $30,000 in scholarships for students, high school students graduating. Nellie Ward Wesson Scholarship Foundation, funded by my family, my wife and I. I believe in the public schools. What I think we're doing incorrectly is we're not asking them to share in this reduction with us, when they are funded better than the entire county government. I look back over the weekends, I could not find another school system that had a higher fund balance than the county. Not one. I could not find one. And one that was still growing substantially. So I think our fiduciary responsibility is for county government, all of the citizens, and to ask them to share, to ask our department heads to cut back on what they say they needed. Everyone should be sharing in this reductions. That is my feeling. And that's why I will not vote for this budget without that reduction. Thank you.
Yes, what I have to say in response to that, and after listening to Dr. Smallwood and then advising the board of the millions of dollars of improvements that have been made to the schools and what is happening in that situation, capital funds, you have to say it's either going to fall upon citizens again and it's kicking the can down the road, or we move this budget forward. And part of that, I'm in favor of moving the budget forward. I understand what you're saying, Mr. Wesson. But again,
Chairman, I
listened to what the school superintendent has to say when it comes to capital funds, the improvements that have to be done to these schools. I know for a fact we've had AC issues, we've had all kinds of roofing issues and things of that nature on existing schools. And so that is why I'm in favor of this budget.
John, those things are not in the budget. I'm not in their budget request. The $25 million capital is not in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there are things that have to be done. Well, there are millions of dollars of things we can say that need to be done at this council.
We have Dr. Smallwood here right now. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Okay. As far as the school budget goes, okay, but, you had told us as this board that you had at least $2 million with the capital fund, capital needs. Outlay that needs to be done for improvements in schools as far as repairs and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we allocate, what, $375,000 for that?
That's correct.
Okay. And you did make a sale of a piece of property, or a piece of property was purchased from the school system, correct?
That's correct.
And that was about $1 million, something right in there?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And that has to be used for capital funds, correct, as far as capital improvements?
Yes, we're using for this.
Okay. And with that, that's going to go towards capital. You got roof issues, correct?
Yes.
You have AC issues, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you didn't have that money on the side, okay, to be able to do that, where would that money come from?
I would be requesting it from you all.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that would be over $1 million, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm not mistaken, we've got 1.375. Okay. And that's where we stand at. And that's one reason that I'm not in favor of cutting the school budget and school having. I'm not envious of what they have. I'm happy that they have it to be able to take this burden off our taxpayers and to cut a school system when we know what the school superintendent is telling us is what's happening in the future and also what has got to be done to these schools, then it's helping the taxpayer, not hurting the taxpayer. Would that not be a correct statement?
I agree.
Okay. And that would be my statement towards that.
You know,
and again, I understand Commissioner Wesson has a different worldview, and I concur that. And I have to say, after hearing the amount of repairs that he's been talking about and has come before the board, then we can't kick this can down the road, cut them, and then reimburse them again. Okay, and that's what's going to end up happening.
Look, John, let me be clear. Well, I support what the school is asking for, but these capital requests and needs have been there for ages. They weren't there last year. They weren't there the year before. They weren't there the year before that. We funded it, the amount of money that we're funding right now. So when the school receives another additional $1 million, in addition to a significant growth in their fund balance, at the same time, we asked our citizens to pay almost $600,000 more. We asked our department heads who have asked for additional to take cuts. All I'm saying is that we all ought to share in those reductions, because the greater good here, if we were reducing what the amount of funds that the school board has, I would never vote for that. But we're not saying that. We're saying, I'm suggesting that we reduce part of the gain that they have made, not reducing the funding that they have been given in the past.
Dr. Smallwood, under our conversations that you've had with this board, the gains that you've had in your fund balance have been through what?
COVID relief.
A COVID release would be the same thing as the ARPA fund for us, correct? And how much have you received on that money?
Yeah, three separate installments.
Okay.
Three allotments.
Exactly. All right. So your fund balance is basically increased off of the COVID relief money. Is that correct?
We were able to leverage funds, but we didn't have to use local money.
That is correct.
Say that one more time. Sorry.
We were able to leverage funds, so we didn't have to use local ones. We used
okay.
That is correct because we did not cut.
Let me finish.
John.
Let John talk.
So you leverage that money and save the money to Canada, correct?
That's correct.
You're out of that money now. Is that correct? You're not going to get any more of that.
It'll be out in September.
September. Okay. Okay. So in reality, is that after that, you're done. You're back on
this
county.
One.
Okay.
This one.
And you've got the money in there to take care of the capital repairs that need to be done.
That's correct.
And you're going to spend that money on these capital repairs, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And you're moving forward on this, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Can I speak now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you. That is my word. Look. The last fund balance that you showed in the audit for the school, the fund balance increased. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you're anticipating that the fund balance will also increase when the next audit comes out. Is that correct?
It's possible.
Yes. And in addition to that, there is, which is not put in the budget, another $1 million that came from the sale of Askerville Preschool. Right? So what I'm saying is, with the increases to the fund balance in past years, which is now larger than the county, anticipated to be more for the prior year, and another $1 million. If we ask you to cut $300,000, we're not cutting into what you had. We're cutting into the gain that you would have from those things. Prior being higher, this current year, right, and the $1 million. And you would still, even if you just kept the gain from this year, you would still have $750,000 from the sale of the preschool. Because it was $1 million and we're asking for $300,000 consideration. It is right for, if we ask our taxpayers to do something, for them to do more with less, then we should be asking our departments to do more with less. And we're doing that. We're saying to virtually every department that's asked that we're asking you to do more with less. Then we need to ask everybody to do more for less, especially those who are well-funded and that we have funded over the past. That's my only point here. I know you have capital needs, right? And I support those capital needs. But right now, when I balance that with where this county is, having to go to our taxpayers and ask them for more without asking for any reductions, to me does not sound like the right thing to do. It's not a question of the need. It's a question of, what is our fiduciary responsibility to our citizens? That is my point, and I won't stand on the word. Thank you.
And again, I'll go back to what I said before. You have capital needs, correct?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. You have capital needs.
Yes, we do.
The monies that you have are going towards the capital needs.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And yes, your fund balance is healthy.
Yes, it's healthy for a district our size, but when I presented the budget, you know, we knew it was fund balance issues with the county. So we were trying to shore because we know there wasn't an extra money to give that. So we can take care of the needs that we have.
If you were to cut $300,000 out of your budget, would that hurt you?
Absolutely.
Would it hurt the children of Berkeley County?
Absolutely.
Would it hurt our teachers?
Absolutely.
Would it hurt the progress that you've made in the last 5 years?
Yes, sir.
And this would end up being come back to a county issue then, correct?
Yes,
sir. And you would be coming back to get more money.
Absolutely.
Because we all know we've had a 22% increase when it comes to inflation. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
So if our household bills have gone up 22%, then I would expect the county bills and also the school bills have gone up 22%. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes.
And with that being said, cutting your budget would be an instrument of harm to the school and to the children.
I agree.
And it in turn would just make you want to have to come back to the county within a year, maybe 2 years,
that's right,
to regain that money, if not possibly more.
That's correct.
That's all I have to say.
Management.
Yes, sir.
Commissioners, department heads, and whoever else is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Vice Chair Ron Robinson totally concurs with Chairman John Trent that we need not to cut the budget, school budget for kids, because 22% inflation is hard to operate. And we are the parenting agent. We are the parenting agent for the school board. So, with that being said, I vote yes. No cut.
What are we going to do from here, Captain Manor?
On Friday at 10 o'clock, we have a meeting scheduled where we will take care of some county business when it comes to wrapping up the fiscal year, which includes adopting this budget.
Okay.
And making it very clear what our new tax rate will be, mm-hmm. setting that, which the budget ordinance will do. So that is where we are. Next meeting, 10 o'clock on Friday to adopt the budget, set the tax rate for the upcoming year, and other county-related matters when it comes to closing the current fiscal year.
Okay. All right. You had mentioned we need to go into closed session.
Yes, sir. Okay. We can do that pursuant to General Statute 143.318.11A(3) and 6.
You have a motion, please.
So moved.
Second. We have a first and second. Any questions? There are none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays, say no. Okay. Okay. Everybody in the room, have a motion to recess this meeting until Friday until 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second. We have first and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all I need. We're going to the house.